Okay, start with let's just start with your name.
And Rosina Klein.
Grade and age.
And your grade.
11th grade, age 16.
Okay, well, let's get this going.
This is just gonna make me laugh.
It's fine, it's good. Alright.
Maybe that's a way to cope with your anxiety. Okay, here we go. Yeah.
What else?
So could you start with telling us a brief story of how you started to get anxiety and when you realized that you suffered from anxiety?
Okay, so I've kind of had it like my whole life, mostly due to, I don't know if you want to keep this in, like trauma from like, I don't want to say abuse, but like, you know, like neglect, stuff like that. And then it wasn't bad or anything. And then when I moved, that kind of like.
Here?
Yeah. So moving here kind of like broke everything. When I like started realizing that I was like really having issues with certain things. So I guess about like 2 years now, it's been like really bad. But, you know.
Was it moving to an unfamiliar place that was scary? Like, what about, like, moving?
I think it was, well, because I've moved.
Because you've been moving your whole life, right?
Yeah, I've been moving my whole life. So I have lived in the city before, so it's not, like, a big deal. We have a house out here, so it's not like I'm never here. But I think it's just, at the time I moved, I was in a really good place. And I was, like, finally really happy with my life. And then it just kind of, like, changed the course of everything, and I found out really late, so I didn't really have enough time to like say goodbye to everyone. So
do you view anxiety as a positive or negative thing?
You should ask for the causes.
What?
Ask for the causes.
Yeah, well. Negative?
Negative.
Why?
It messes with everything. Like, the way, should I say, like, if I have, like, a therapist, stuff like, things she, like, she tells me. Like, the way I kind of dealt with my anxiety before I had, like, because I've had therapists, like, multiple, but none of them worked that well for me, so the way I kind of dealt with it myself was I kind of decided that I wouldn't be anxious anymore if I didn't feel things, so I kind of like turned my emotions off and stopped really like caring about things, which is like biting me in the ass now, because I like, there's like, I don't really have the mental ability to like feel things like happiness or like excitement or like crying. Haven't been able to cry in like over a year, even though I'm like, I need to. So it's kind of like all this bottled up emotion that I don't know how to process in a way.
Can you understand why it's beneficial to perceive anxiety as a positive thing?
No.
No.
Because I think, I mean, I don't think it's a positive thing, but I think at a certain level, like, if you can embrace it and, like, use it to your ability, then I'm sure it helps you in some ways, but I would not be the one to ask for that.
So you understand to some degree that anxiety can, like, be a motivator in some ways and can...
Sure. I don't exactly know, like, the science behind how that's going to work. But, yeah.
But, like, you understand, like, yeah, from, like, an evolutionary perspective. Like,
yeah.
Like, yeah.
Sure.
You talked... Wait,
yeah,
no,
yeah.
What
you
want to say?
You started talking a little bit about, of, like, the methods you use to cope with your anxiety. Could you just talk a little bit about it?
They're not good.
No, it's just... And, like, just say what's... If anything's worked... And if you know why it's worked and what's not worked and why it has not worked.
Well, I think, like what I said before, those things that have not worked that make just everything progressively so much worse. Because now I'm like in this really bad situation that I'm working way harder to like get out of. And it's really, it takes up like a lot of energy. What else? There's like... You know, other ways I tried to cope was, like, cutting myself off from people, and then that didn't work either because I thought that, like, I'd care less. You know, it's bad cycles. But now, like, I'm starting to realize it more and I'm getting, like, better help. So I have, like, new methods of things like, there's, like, I have an app on my phone that's called, like, it's like a anxiety reliever, like, toolkit. It's basically just someone, like, talking to you, and, like, you have so many thoughts going through your head, and there's absolutely no way, it's like traffic that just doesn't end, and it's like, it, like, gives you a headache, but it's not, like, a real headache. It's just, like, constant. So there's, like, certain ways to, like, help calm that down. Like, I guess listening to music and stuff really helps.
I feel like the question
stuff like that. I don't have good coping mechanisms. Like, I'm learning those right now.
That's all right. I feel like the question we should have asked before, we talked about ways you used to cope with your anxiety. You talked briefly about New York and moving being a cause of your anxiety, but did you experience anxiety, like, back when you were in Minnesota and stuff like that? And if so, what were the causes of anxiety back then?
That was, like, the trauma part. So that was, like, family issues. Both my parents have, like, pretty severe...
You don't have to go into it.
It's fine. They have their own things, and it's not their fault, but it just kind of got, like, challenged.
What advice do you have for teenagers who deal with anxiety and depression?
I think a lot of the times it feels like this cycle, like, doesn't end. It feels like there's no, like, it's hard to imagine yourself in a future that doesn't end up positive. And I think it's, like, so important to, like, sit down and, like, think to yourself that, like, if you're a teenager, you have, you're what, 13 to 18 years into your life. You have another 60, 50, I don't know. You have so much more to, like, live for, that spending your time thinking about how, like, bad the future is gonna be is not, like, worth it. Like, you just have to think that, like, this isn't you talking. This is, like, your, I guess, mental illness telling you these things, but it doesn't always have to be reality.
Social media.
Yeah. What are your thoughts on social media and anxiety, like, in regards to anxiety, and, like, how does it, if it helps or if it doesn't help?
What do you mean, social media?
I mean, like, how do I explain this? Like, being on your phone and checking Instagram and TikTok and Snapchat.
Text me
every minute. Like, do you think going on these apps is, like, a reliever, or does it, like, make it worse, or both? Or, I don't know.
I think, okay, part of it, I think, depends on the person. For me, having that connection with my friends back home and having, like, because there's platforms where you can, like, interact with people who, like, go through the same things, and you talk to them about it, and it's really helpful. So I think in that aspect, it was, like, something that without, I probably, you know, I'd be, whatever. So in that way, it was, like, really positive, and, like, access to things like movies, or, like, I used to watch, like, old TV shows that I was really into back when I lived in Minneapolis, because it, like, made me happier. So things like that, I guess, were kind of positive in a way. But at the same time, there was a lot of other things that I struggled with that social media didn't help with. Stuff like body positivity, stuff like that, you know.
Is there something the school can do? And what is that something?
Has the school done anything for you so far?
No. I think the school provides the resources that you need to kind of, like, help yourself, and they probably have ways that, like, can help you and stuff already, like, in the institution, but I think, like, from my personal experience, that's not necessarily something I'd want to do. It's not, like, I don't necessarily think about, like, getting help from school as my first option.
So what would you propose the school do? Like, maybe instead of them, like, having a direct conversation with you, do you think they should, like, connect you with someone that you're able to talk to, or should they be, like, a mediator in some way, or...
I think mediator is probably good. I mean, sometimes, like, the best... No, see, I don't really know.
Like,
I think...
you not like the idea that it's connected with the school?
I mean, there's definitely... Well, like, it's not like school doesn't play a part in it, because obviously, like, school anxiety is a huge thing for almost everyone in school. But I... Like, for... I just don't know how much power the school has over. You know, like, I don't know what resources they could provide that would... Maybe, I think, education more. But in terms of, like, actually helping...
Well, didn't you have... you were here last year. You had, what, Life Lab class?
Academy,
yeah.
We
did a unit on...
Don't remember.
On anxiety. Do you remember that?
It was a short one.
It was a short unit, but there was a conversation in some of them.
I don't remember what it was. I feel like if it was something that was really beneficial, I probably would have remembered it. But,
So just having more education, but more educational opportunities for school, for the students?
Yeah, I guess. But I still think the school does a lot to kind of raise awareness. Like, giving you guys the opportunity to do this, the whole change mind thing.
This is, like, a little bit more personal to you. Weekly... Is your stress, like, you don't have to answer if you don't want to, but is it, like, more family-based or school-based? Or both? Like, on average?
I mean, I think it depends on the day. There are some times where it's really school-based, and it's, but there are also, I think probably most of the time it's, like, things like family that aren't that bad. And then school's on top of that, and it just kind of pushes you overboard. And, yeah.
I mean, I think that... Do you have any questions?
I covered a pretty basic ground for what we wanted to...
Talk about.
I feel like there's another question that I don't want to know at all.
You can ask anything. I'm calm now.
Did you like doing this? Is it like...
Yeah. I mean, I feel it's helping you, maybe. Probably not.
Yeah, I mean, we're just kind of doing it. That's it.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you.